This is making a lot of people think about The Hunt for Red October with Sean Connery and Alec Baldwin in 1990, and Crimson Tide with Denzel Washington and Gene Hackman 5 years later, but those were fictitious Cold War-era cat-and-mouse military games between the U.S. and Russia. There is nothing fictional about this move today by President Trump, making America's most powerful and clandestine weapons the center of attention, just days ahead of his August 8th deadline for Russia to end its war with Ukraine or face sweeping sanctions. It's positioned as a response to the latest nuclear threat from Russia's former president Dmitry Medvedev. But make no mistake, while it is a sign of strength that many are applauding today, telling Moscow to stop playing games with its nuclear weapons, it also puts the U.S.'s silent service, as they're called, on display, making them a target for U.S. adversaries to hunt now, because they know or have a general idea where they might be.
JJ, for those who might have missed it, what were the comments from the former Russian president that sparked this response by President Trump?
I can't give you the exact words because my brain is a little feeble at this point. I'm not looking at them, but it was something about President Trump's comments saying essentially that Russia now had a lot less days to come up with a way to get to the table to talk about peace. And essentially Medvedev was saying that Trump's comments were provocative and essentially threatened to essentially retaliate with some type of nuclear action if this kind of provocative activity continued.